right. Are we done? Can I open the channel?
Yeah, let's Ethan here quick.
Okay. Open the channel. I don't have any idea who was first.
Sluggo and Vegeta were just like neck and neck. It was crazy.
Like, yeah. Do they have some kind of bot that logs that, man? Like, you can't just be like hovering over that channel waiting to click join.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Teeth was too busy typing. He didn't even join the channel.
Yeah. Donkey Teeth was like, hey, what? I'd really like to hear the other end of the conversation. And then he's just not here.
Yeah. What a tool bag. All those complaints doesn't even come in. He still doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, no, he's in.
Okay.
Yes, it is of any random category of our choosing. Just that you'll be able to experience it live. Hello, right. Alpha team.
We are not telling each other our answers until we record.
Correct.
It's been a long time.
Really? You're singing that?
Yeah, it's stuck in my head now.
Thank you. It was a great birthday.
Ian,
did you
get chicken wings last night?
No, I dropped the ball.
Dude, sorry. I reminded you.
I was busy getting my birthday present.
I hope it was enjoyable.
It was awesome. It better be. It's going to last me till next year.
All right. Anything else before we start this shebang?
No, I think we are loosely organized. We've got a handful of friends in the channel. We've got an outline of what the show's going to be about. We should be good.
Oh, hey, I want to ask Donkey Teeth here if he's okay with me sharing that spreadsheet. I'm assuming he is. I'm actually going to be sharing my copy of it, so it's like a copy of a copy. But, you know, it's originally your spreadsheet. But I got people asking, so, you know, cool.
Are you done then?
Yeah. All good.
All right. Welcome to the 238th installment of the Postal Warriors 3. You've got nothing better to do. You're locked up at home. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got SneakyBeat15. That's Ian, whose stinky feet are now 1 year older.
There
you go. This is the week of 415 to 422 of the 2020s. What do we got here? Deadpool Dailies. It was Black Thanos, Purple Hawkeye, Yellow Star-Lord, Purple Elektra, Purple Gambit, Blue Angels, the Black and Blue Panther, and a Red Magneto. Over in the 5-day 4-star career of the Titans. Let's see, we got Cloak and Dagger. Ian had not yet played when we... How'd that go for you? That was, they play event against Strange.
Oh, they totally won. I went the way that you went. It
really?
Was a total domination. Yeah. I went the Craig method. I was like, prevent, and then cut him in half with light daggers.
Yep. That's what all I did. I'm like, no, you can't have blue. You can't have blue. Okay, there's no blue to be made. I'll make yellow, and you're dead.
Nice.
Very good. All right, on the 12th was Dazzler versus... Rocket and Groot?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, yes. That one was super easy for me. How'd that go for you?
Oh, Dazzler is trash, and my Dazzler's even worse, so I got steamrolled.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is not good. But,
now, I won it on my first try, but I got a little lucky, too. I was able to match away his strike tiles, like half of them, on the one cascade move, so...
Nice.
And at that point, you know, it's just... a matter of taking him out. Like, it just took a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, Sluggo has the correct answer. Collect red and green. Fire red, fire green, you win. Coming up number next on Friday is Nightcrawler, which is what I've been told is Professor X.
I don't know why Nightcrawler's fighting Professor X. Like,
yeah,
I still can't
strange.
Square that, but...
If that's who he's fighting, I'm optimistic.
You just
got to
prevent the professor from
place.
Getting invisible and you'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, you want purple anyway, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you ought to bamf your way to victory, so.
Right. I should maybe, you know, just champ him for the sake of champing him. Move his stats around a little bit so they could be more Ray-like. The classic 5-4-4. Which I like, because after bamf, who cares? So why not just even out the other two?
I think I did that on purpose, but right now I can't even remember why. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, so I don't know.
But I feel like even at a 4-4-5, 188, it should be
Yeah, I think you've got a winner there.
Reason.
Yep. Coming up after that is Carnage versus Doc Ock, I hear.
Truth.
Yeah. Wow, everyone's got a champion Carnage. There you go.
Yeah.
Slice your way to victory. Collect some red and slice and dice.
Right. Right. Just prevent his blue, because if he can shuffle your special tiles with his arms, he will defeat you.
And in a weird thing that never happened, we all have Carnage set up the same way.
I know. All champed, all built appropriately.
Crazy.
Although, I think, if you guys haven't built that way, then 553 must be the answer.
That's the way I like it. I like him making tiles.
Nice.
All right, yeah, very good.
Just remember to wait till you have 10 red to fire that. Well, then wait, he only hurts his allies with 7, right? So who cares? He'll be by himself. Never mind.
Yeah,
right.
Just make some red and slice and dice. That's what I'm saying. You're all good.
All right.
All right, Storyland. The hunt is running now. That'll get you some Squirrel Girl and Super Squirrel covers, Surfer and Squirrel shards. And placement, you get Back in Black shards and Maria Hill covers and shards. Then we go to Infinite Pursuit, which will get you Black Panther and Maria Hill covers, Back in Black and Maria shards. Placement is Havoc shards, North Star covers, and shards. And then over in the Morris Day season, Hot Shots next. You get yourself some Danny Rand shards and a cover and a torch cover. In placement, it is Sinister shards and Thing covers and shards. Shards. In the news, Ian, we got a new clue. Where he's sitting down?
Oh my goodness, I wasn't, but I will.
I haven't all seen right. this. I'm excited.
So this
now.
Is patch R200.
Wow.
And the clue is, Ian, under the pale moonlight. So clearly, this has to be Morbius the Living Vampire, right? Could be Dracula, but
I was would guess that it is a 5-star Mephisto.
I would be in favor of a 5-star Mephisto, but I don't know how you got there from that clue.
Oh, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Okay, gotcha.
That's where I'm going with this one.
I really do like that.
If it's Morbius, that's cool too. If it's a 5-star Moon Knight, I'm down with that.
I could be, I don't know, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis?
From Moonlighting.
Oh, I was like, wow. I'm open to that. I like Bruce Willis.
What was the name of that character? Anybody know?
No.
Yeah. In Moonlighting? No.
Yeah. I watched all of that show, and I cannot tell you the name of that character.
Hudson Hawk?
No. Although that was filmed in Pittsburgh, so... Wasn't that the one who filmed in Pittsburgh? What is that, the one where he's like the boat captain and on the river police thing?
Is it? No.
Yeah, with Sarah Jessica Parker. Is that her name?
She's a person. I don't know if she was in a movie with him.
She looks like a foot.
Oh.
I don't. Poor Sarah hey, Jessica David Parker. Addison. That's correct. Thanks, Blue Wolf.
No, she was in Striking Distance. That's what I was thinking.
Yep, that sounds. Where he's like a boat captain and stuff happens.
Right.
Look at me, yeah. I'm a boat captain.
Hudson Hawk, isn't he some sort of spy or thief or something corny like that?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't say he was always good in the movies he's in, but he's done a lot of good movies.
Yeah, Striking Distance filmed in Pittsburgh. There you go. All right, what do we got? So you got a new character, some specials, and even more legendary content, it says. Even more.
Ooh.
Maria Hill's Life Model Ambush Power has a sound effect now, assuming you have sound effects on.
Nice.
The no events are currently available message no longer displays immediately after exiting the event reward screen. I don't think I've had that happen. The sell character option will no longer be hidden in some rare cases from the stats and more screen. Well, that's good. That'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
Powers that reduce the strength of special tiles to 1 will no longer reduce the strength to 0.
Huh. All
right.
I didn't know that any did, but all right.
And then some iOS fixes. To the Apple ID sign-in process. Interacting with images from pop-ups should no longer result in getting stuck in an unresponsive screen. Well, good, I don't want that. And they have removed support for iOS old and iOS older. You now must be on 10 or higher. That's fair. You shouldn't have a phone that old anyway. So there you go. R200. Any other news? That's all the news I got.
That's news enough. That's exciting. A clue that is temporarily unspoiled. More legendary content.
Even more.
Rare occurrences. That was exciting.
All right. So let's hop over to one of the new segments from last week. The top three from the top three, or three winners from three losers. Ian, what's the topic this week?
The topic this week is your top three favorite Disney movies. Now, when I presented this list to Craig and Ray, I tried to be as clear as possible, not fully knowing the scope of everything that Disney has ever owned and ever produced in the entirety of Disney. I realize they rule the world, and I realize that I'm willing to serve them in the upcoming apocalypse, but I really meant traditional Disney movies, either live action or animated. I didn't want you to think you couldn't pick, like, Old Yeller or The Black Hole or something like that. Yeah, but I also didn't want you, I didn't want you to think that you could pick Marvel movies, Star Wars movies, Pixar movies,
Fox,
National Geographic's movies, ESPN 30 for 30 movies, anything of that nature. So that created an odd gray area. Ray was a little vexed, but I think, nope, Pixar does not count. But thank you for asking. I think we're going to sort it out here with our top three. And if there's any glaring errors, we'll have time to discuss them. Don't worry. I also have, I had some trepidation of my own, even though I created the topic. So we'll see if my list is accurate or if I have to replace it at the last minute.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
I will. I will start with my number three. My number three all-time favorite Disney movie is the original animated version of Lady and the Tramp.
Hmm.
That's a good movie.
Nostalgia? Is that a key factor?
So there was a time in my life when I was a younger man, and there was something, I don't know, busting out Lady and the Tramp was one of my moves, and it okay. worked a lot. So that really, that elevated the movie in my heart.
Sure. You shared a lot of spaghetti, did you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, and it's a great story. It's all around excellent. It's got good music. I believe it caused the creation of the Disney Vault when Peggy Lee sued over the songs that she sang in that movie. So yeah, Lady and the Tramp is my number three.
Interesting. Is it me or is it
Craig? You were saving you for the last of everything because yours is absolute wild card.
Okay.
Yeah, mine are no surprises. I think this has all been mentioned on this show before, to be honest with you. But my number three Disney movie of all time is the super sweet classic based on the Pride and Chronicles, The Black Cauldron.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Ooh.
Gurgi with his munchings and the crunchings.
Ugh, he was the worst part, but the Horned King is terrifying.
Yeah. Where else? What other Disney movie do you get a cauldron where you summon undead out of it and unleash it upon children? Yeah, baby.
All right. Well, my number three, it will cause no consternation whatsoever. It is a traditional, maybe not traditional, but it is, in my mind, it was when I had a kid and my kid was super glued to this movie, like 24/7, as much as he could be. So it was, I can quote the entire movie, Aladdin. Is easily one of my favorite actual animated fair. Disney movies.
That is fair. That soundtrack is magnifique.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was a really good game on the Sega.
There were a lot of Sega Disney games that were very challenging.
Yeah,
Aladdin, that Lion King game was hard work.
Aladdin was a good time, though.
Jumping on those wildebeests, no good.
No bueno.
But yeah, Aladdin was lots of... Ray, have you ever taken a shallow dive into any of the Aladdin conspiracy theories?
I don't believe
Aladdin
so.
Fan theories. One, the easiest being the suggestion that the narrator is actually Genie, disguised as the narrator. The darkest of which that I've ever read was a really long going on about when Genie made Aladdin into a prince. The only way to be a prince is that your father's a king. And it has some real thing about Aladdin's dad killing the current king of the thieves and becoming the new king of the thieves.
I have heard that, yes.
Yeah, it was solid. All right, good number three. My number two, my all-time favorite Disney movies is the animated Robin Hood.
Hmm.
Ah, that's a good movie.
I watched the heck out of that as a kid. I mean, I had the book. I had some plushies. I had that movie on VHS. I watched it over and over again. I loved when he dressed up like a stork and beat everybody at the archery contest.
Yeah. Man, that just reminded me of another movie that didn't make my list, but good movie.
Nice.
Yeah. My number two, is, you know, as always, featuring Bob Newhart and Eva Gabor. It is the it's the Rescuers.
Okay, love that movie. I definitely knew what your number two and number one were. I forgot about your number three, but okay.
Yeah, love the Rescuers. So yeah. Good.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
A slightly dark movie where you take an orphan, you kidnap her, and you force her to almost drown to death daily so you can retrieve jewels from the bottom of a hole. Well, and then you threaten her with gators.
They got little hands. They got to reach into those crevices.
All right, here's the first one where a little bit of consternation, because I really don't like that many Disney movies. Like, the most of the live-action Disney movies, just, I can't stand them. Like, Herbie and all of those live-action movies are just awful. So, number two for me, Pirates of the Caribbean is a Disney movie.
Yeah,
totally and, counts. Yeah, definitely makes my... It was a very enjoyable movie. As soon as you go into the sequels, I'm out. But that first one was solid.
It was a well-made movie.
Yeah, the first one is very, very good.
Little long, but it was good. Well acted, entertaining. I enjoy all the main cast.
Man, I should have put Swiss Family Robinson on this list.
No, you should not have. This is only the top three. If this were a top 25, I might be like, maybe. But, okay. So now we are at where all the problems stem from the number one choices.
All right, hit me.
So... Unless I broke my own rules, and I did a little digging to make sure that this was always a Disney production and was always, I believe, released under the Disney name, my number one Disney movie of all time is by far, leaving these other excellent films in the dust, A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, it's absolutely a Disney flick. Yeah.
Okay. Nightmare Before Christmas has the best story, one of the best storyboards. Fantastic stop motion animation, the best soundtrack ever. I still listen to it on a regular basis. It's just glorious. I mean, I don't know. It kind of sent weird ripples through the goth community, which I didn't love. But other than that, that big dude in overalls had an axe stuck in his head. And really, what more could you want?
Funny.
If you go to Disney in Halloween time, the Haunted Mansion is converted over into... Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, great. That one showed up on all my lists, so I can't imagine anybody had an argument about it not being a Disney movie.
Sure.
My number one is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It redefined special effects for a long time, and they still get stolen from movies yet to this day.
That's true.
And it is Tron.
That's a great movie.
Oh, I love that film.
It was almost on my list, but that first 15 minutes until he gets sucked into the machine
was
drug for me as a child. Yeah. I thought it was like 7 hours.
Yeah, it's a little slow, but man, once he gets hit by that laser and sucked inside.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it is solid gold after that. And yeah, the lighting effects from that movie have been stolen a million times over since it came out.
Well, sure. Right. Like you said, groundbreaking. So.
Oh, so good.
It really was. It was awesome.
All right, so
spawn some great games too.
So this is a consternation piece. Now, here's the thing. I've spent a lot of time looking into this, and this is definitely a Disney production. This was a movie that started. It was the reason why Disney spawned off Touchstone and created Touchstone Pictures, because they put this movie out, and everybody went, "Wait a minute, you can't do that in a Disney movie. That's way too dark." And so they spawned off Touchstone to do their darker, more realistic movies.
Okay, but this one was Disney before they created it?
Exactly.
All right, I'm ready.
And the movie is Dragon Slayer, starring Peter McNichol.
That movie is dope!
It is a good movie.
I really enjoyed that movie. The dragon effects in that movie are so beyond the time.
Yeah, the fact that
he
thought he was going to get away with just dropping a rock on his cave? Weak.
Somewhere behind me here in my wall of books, I still have a novelization of that movie here somewhere.
I'm sure I have it on DVD down in my DVD collection.
So it took me a while doing research because it was a co-production between Paramount and Disney. But if you if you find the original work, it's in its packaging. It has a Walt Disney production like straight on the face of it. I'm like, all right, that's definitely a Disney thing then.
Yeah. That's good, man.
That's awesome. All good choices. Let me tell you, Craig, I can't tell you how many I could, but it's a long, it's a big number. The amount of times my friends and I, as a very young child, again, I'm in my single-digit years, got hit and hit each other in the face with Frisbees after watching Tron.
Yeah.
Probably unlimited times. My parents went out and bought us all, like, Nerf Frisbees because we were constantly coming home with being hit in the face with too many Frisbees.
Ah, Deadly Disc will get you.
Hey, well, that was a good, fun times. Yeah, good job, guys. I liked all three lists were strong.
By the way, I just realized, I'd never really made the connection before, the Emperor from Star Wars is in Dragon Slayer. I have to go rewatch it now just because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought they worked in a Palpatine character. I was like, is there anything Sheev can't do? That guy's the best!
What? I don't know how to pronounce his name. Ian McDiarmid?
Yes.
He's got a character in Dragon Slayer. I'm going to have to rewatch it just to see.
Huh, well, there you go. All right, let's move over to segment number two from the Quizmaster of 78 Facts and Drive. Ian Goff!
All right. For anybody who needs answers, I will give you answers. For anybody who needs validation, you'll have to wait for the mail segment.
I'm sorry, Samurai just posted the link to Men in Black Zero. The cat from outer space. Because it has the same plot as Men in Black, really. You know, as, you know, cat from outer space. It's very important.
Right. Does it have the galaxy hanging around its
neck? I don't know. I only ever watched that movie once. I think I was six.
Yeah. No one watched The Gaff from Outer Space except for Samurai, which is fine. So the answers to last week's questions. I didn't write down the question, so I can only give you the answers. The answer was environmental tiles. And the environmental tiles were, the pairings were containment breach and system failure, thorned rose and forest fire. And then Hot Dog Stand and Narrow Alley.
Wow.
Hot Dog Stand showing up later as one of Cho's abilities.
That's right. Hot dog, hot, diggity dog, doing the hot dog dance.
The ones for, where's the jungle place where the X-Men get terrorized?
The Savage Land?
Some other people live there. Savage Land. Yeah, so that was, I think, the basis for the Thorned Rose Forest Fire. Those ones were the best. Thorned Rose for 50... So, anyway, AP costs were very different back in the day, but for 50 environmental AP, you took 100 damage and gained 5 of every color.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was juicy. And the forest fire one, for 186 environmental AP, it turned all green and forest tiles into red tiles and then emptied all the enemy's AP.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah, it was outrageous. Little game throwback for everybody. I don't want to go into the other ones. Cho ate some hot dogs. You gained some health. That's how it happened back in the day. So, we'll see if... I'm sure lots of you got that right. That is not the purpose of this. This is just to give you something to chew on. This week's even easier. Possibly the easiest, because I'm treating myself, because it's been a very indulgent birthday week. This week is a easy two-parter. I would like to know the first ever 4-star character. The first ever 5-star character.
Wow. Okay.
Because I know lots of people know right off the top of their heads. Some people might be newer to the game. Some people might be newer to the show. Some people might like just a nice, easy challenge. So that, again, the first character to be launched as a 4-star character in Marvel Puzzle Quest and the first character to be launched as a 5-star character in Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I know I have my guesses, but I'm pretty sure that I've gotten this wrong and I don't remember which ones I got wrong. So,
Ian,
yes.
Here's a bonus question. You ready? Which character was the first one that was reworked?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea what the answer is.
I assume that they've been reworking them since the beginning of the game and I didn't look it up, so I can't provide any sort of validation or answer with that.
Was it Ragnarok?
And now I can't use it in later editions.
Yeah,
thanks,
Craig.
Oh. It's got to be Ragnarok, right?
Hard to say. I think it was probably the other guy before him. The guy, the prodigal son dude.
Sentry,
yeah. Sentry used to whoop up on everybody, and they were like, oh, he whoops up on everybody, get rid of him.
So did Ragnarok for a while.
Yeah, but they just kind of lessened his powers to make him a little bit worse. Hard to say.
When he used to destroy multiple columns, like, that was excitement. Anyway.
All right.
Let's move on.
That's all the trivia I've got. Let's move on.
Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Holy cow. Okay. First, from the D3 forum, Tony Foote.
Hey, says, 30 foot.
Old Battlestar is the good Battlestar? That's talking,
oh my God,
that's
yes.
taking nostalgia too far.
You are incorrect, sir.
He then says the new Battlestar was probably the best sci-fi on TV in years, considering the budget, largely unknown, untested cast, and when it was made, easily stacks up against anything in the last 20 years in its genre. I think he likes the new Battlestar.
Apparently.
He says he's re-watching it with a podcast that goes over the episode, so well worth a listen for new fans. Okay, all right.
I don't think I ever made it past the first two-hour movie after Xena Warrior Princess killed that baby.
I don't have any idea what just happened.
I was going to say, out of context, that was terrible. That's fantastic.
That's what happened!
I believe you.
I don't know. I remember I watched the very first episode and then never got back to it.
Yeah.
Did she hit the baby with that little bladed circle that she likes to throw?
No.
Okay.
She just snapped its neck, I'm pretty sure.
That would have been graphic and unwanted.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Once you change the main character and ruin the whole, you know, original show, to hell with you.
So Tony Foote also had his own top three Marvel characters, which I don't know if I'm going to include it when people follow up on that question, but I thought these were interesting. He has Matt Murdock instead of using his superhuman sensory to make a fortune as a lawyer, he fights for the little guy. I think, you know, that's a good qualifier.
Yeah.
He also has, his number two is Danny Rand, the immortal Iron Fist, in case you didn't know.
Ooh.
Uses his considerable wealth for the good and uninterested in personal wealth altogether. A very, very good choice. And, of course, number one, Peter Parker. Not just Peter Parker.
He was a smart kid.
With a nod.
And a great photographer.
He said with a nod to me for my Bruce Banner, not the Hulk. great photographer and all around nice guy. I like those picks. It's really hard to wrap my tongue around this name. Orgelmeister says, right. Maybe you could share this super cool spreadsheet with us. My supports also elude my understanding completely. And AstroMookie9, I remember him. He says, I would also love to see this chart. And Ekaton says, I support that motion. Sorry. So, Donkey Teeth gave me the go-ahead. If you go to puzzlewarriors3.com and look for a purple link on the right-hand side of the page for the support spreadsheet, it will bring up a Google Doc, actually a Google Sheet spreadsheet, that is actually all of my supports, where I have them assigned and what levels they are. But you can make a copy of this for yourself. Clear out the level and who they're assigned to, and do your own spreadsheet and keep track of them for your own team. So there you go. Hopefully it works for you. If the link doesn't work, let me know. If you don't know how to use the spreadsheet, don't let me know. I am not support for Google Sheets. So use it at your own risk.
Nice. Is Astro Monkey still in our alliance?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
Cool.
All right. Wime Time says, ideas to do top three. How about a top three 80s movies you must make your kids watch?
That's a maybe.
And for the team up tile question, the environmental tiles, he says, yeah, they are environmental tiles. There were three types, desert, jungle, and snow. See, when I read this earlier, I thought, yeah, that's got to be right. he also said that with the jungle, One star Storm could wipe the floor against three star teams since she destroyed all environmental tiles for 5 AP.
Yeah.
Man, I think I got on right as those changed, so I have no idea. Not to go political, but Samurai asked, how can anyone take libertarians seriously after their last campaign and booing a candidate for saying driver's licenses were a good idea? And then he linked another video that I'm not even going to mention. It's just wrong. so, you know, you guys can take your libertarian arguments off of this show because, yeah, it doesn't really belong
here. We'll save that for Puzzle Warriors 3 After Dark.
Yeah, there you go.
I've seen the other two candidates. No, thank you.
D-Wing, Ian and I have sworn to not discuss politics on this show. So.
Craig has also come out as anti-driver's license.
D-Wing in the Wall of Text, he says, my 10-year-old daughter has started saying boo urns when she doesn't nice. Like something.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she still doesn't even know why that's a thing, despite me explaining it to her. Parenting win.
I was saying boo words.
I was not. I was saying huzzah for that girl.
Ahoy, hoy.
He also said, happy didn't die last year, day Ian.
Oh, thanks.
That's a really sad way of putting it, but yeah.
Yep. I'm happy about that as well.
Solid thumb on the RNG scale mechanic for the new bonus shard occurrence. Yeah, I definitely agree. He also said about the game, the flavor text for Super Skrull's blue power is awesome. And he says, I'm absolutely pairing him with Gwenpool just for the randomness. Craig, brilliant or title reading. I'm tempted to award you the episode win, but then immediately after says Craig loses the episode for singing Streisand.
Sang a Streisand song?
I don't know what you sang. I don't remember.
I don't doubt it for a second, but I find your inability to remember whether or not you did disturbing, but.
The final thing on the wall of text is a couple suggestions. How about top three musicals, top three palindromes, top three dog breeds? This will get worse before it gets better.
I don't know that I could name three dog breeds, let alone my top three.
My goodness.
Well, don't do it now. You'll spoil it for later.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I could settle on top three.
Now, we all know that Ian actually does watch the National Dog Show, so
I do.
Ian will win at that, but I can definitely name three.
Telling you, as soon as FanDuel puts out a fantasy National Dog Show, I'm your guy.
You're such a tool.
You sang Streisand last week.
That's what I hear.
Go pound sand.
Finally, from Loofishness, he says, the first Mason Lutefisk? I thought of was Mason Jennings. You're talking about people with the first name Mason. Mason Mount plays soccer for Chelsea. Top-ranked Mason was Mason Raymond, an ice hockey player. Second was Mason Plumlee, a basketball player, solidly in the middle of the greatest Duke players. But it's pretty hard to find a worthy Mason. And I just had to mention that Samurai had to comment about the greatest Duke players. Is that like the list of tallest hobbits? I don't follow basketball, so it's not funny to me, except
I thought Duke was a respectable basketball school.
Yeah, they win a lot.
Do you hate them when you're from North Carolina?
I don't know.
Everybody hates them no matter where you're from.
Oh, I thought Duke was nice. They seem okay.
All right.
Who is the tallest hobbit?
What was that?
I said, I wonder who the tallest hobbit is.
Either Merry or Pippin.
Yeah, it's Pippin, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, because they both drank the Ent juice on their travels, so they're both taller than every other hobbit.
That's true. Yeah.
That sounds significant. He must really like Duke.
All right. Oh, there you go. Sartad says Pippin drank more, so Pippin's the tallest. I knew one.
Yeah,
I just couldn't remember.
I'll trust your brother.
All right, so there you go. That is it for the mailbag.
I thought when he went back home to become, you know, the mayor of whatever his family's called, that he was, you know, renowned for being so big.
Is he a Brandywine or a Toque?
He's a Toque.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's the head Toque, the chief Toque, whatever you want to call it.
He's a fool of a Toque.
Yeah, Mary went on to become like the mayor of Buckland or something.
Oh, all right.
Because he's a Brandy Buck.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And
we just want to pump
you up.
You up. Right. Let me scope these boosted characters with this exciting new format.
That was incredible, by the way. I only heard one clap.
Nice. We're getting it down. It only took a lot of episodes, but we're getting there.
230 of them later.
Well,
I don't know when we ended the segment. I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows? It's all got to stay fluid. All right.
But that should be a trivia question for the people who go back and keep re-listening to these episodes. When did any of these segments start?
No one knows. All right, 3-star players. You're looking at Mystique being boosted. If you have already fired off her purple and the countdown tile is still on the board, the black does a lot of damage. It should do a lot of damage. Other than that, she's okay. Psylocke, recently reworked. Her abilities are reasonably inexpensive. For 6, she does a proportional amount of damage. Her blue's never that great. I don't remember if I don't even think it's affected by the boost, so don't worry about it. Just stick with the red and the black.
I'm not sure anyone's ever fired it.
Quicksilver. A lot of people like him except for me, but he's got tile swapping. He's got a passive that kind of turns into an AoE explosion, and he beats up invisible people. He's okay. He's boosted, so give that a crow. Recently reworked Ragnarok. no longer blows up the amount of columns for Craig's liking, but still does cheap red damage and makes you do some damage with his green. It's acceptable. Black Panther. He's probably my favorite of this bunch. Yeah. His black AoE is excellent. His boosted yellow strike tiles are good. They're even better if you've collected enough team up AP. I believe it's 12 or more. And his shield repeater tiles also, or I'm sorry, protect tile is acceptable. So yeah, there you go. 3 stars. Not a ton of good stuff to work with, but can make it work. Let's see who's boosted 4 star. We don't have boosted 5 stars. That'd be crazy. Yondu is boosted, so you can cheerfully fire off his blue and let it do increased amounts of damage every turn. He's got a little bit of boosted true healing, and some his strike tiles that he makes are also boosted. Once upon a time, Nova was someone people liked because he put out lots of strike tiles, which will all be boosted. He likes sending people airborne. He likes putting out probably does a lot of damage with his pew, pew, pew. Finger guns.
Pew, pew.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can enjoy all those boosts. The once mighty 4-star Iceman, now just pretty good. Does good AoE with his green. Does unaffected, but the stun is unaffected, but the damage he does from his blue, awesome. So he's got good direct damage, good AoE damage, and he has a purple ability.
Would you like to punch a snowman?
Exactly. Where am I? Magic. Oh no. Poor Magic.
I do like the fact that the graphic for her is either an alpha or a beta time walk.
Yeah.
You could sell that card for a lot of money at one point in time. I don't know if it still is or not.
I think it's beta because it's got a black border, right? The alphas had the white borders.
Did they?
I'm not sure, but I think so.
I know I used to own that card that right there that I'm seeing in front of me. So
the idea of someone owning an alpha time walk is just so bizarre and rare.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pretend that it's a beta.
I know I had beta time walks.
Right.
Yeah, Unlimited came later.
Sure. She makes some strike tiles. She deals a little bit of extra damage with her red. And she makes some protect tiles. And she buffs tiles, too. So her okayness will be slightly better. Let's see what Agent Venom is about to do. His red does a pretty acceptable damage. His yellow does some decent AoE. And if you turn his military might does good, and then the passive damage that's done to yourself when you have too many of one color. What's that, symbiote something? I don't know. He's got a two-power thing there in the middle. One does damage to them, the other one does damage to you. Does some tile board shake. So anyway, he's boosted. If you like him for some reason, he's not too bad. But let's see what Samurai says this week about our boosted characters. He recommends giving Nova a try alongside Magic.
Weird.
Nova's powers are cheap, and he makes lots of strike tiles. Magic makes red tiles, and she buffs specials every time an ability is fired off by one of your allies. So yeah, he does have cheap abilities, and she can help by buffing all those strike tiles he puts out. Yeah, that's sure. That's something different. That's a way to make use of magic, so I appreciate it. Thanks, Samurai. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Mystify.
All right, let's pack up our gym clothes and head over to Team Up Time with Ray. Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Gym clothes? Okay.
It's t-shirt time, Ray. T-shirt time.
Yeah. I will never get that. All right, so this week, the team comes from Auberman. So you can blame him. So here's what I got. He is suggesting a few 5-star teams, and I like them. I like them quite a bit. They are not meta, but as he describes, they're teams that can be played when you're just tooling around with the game to have some fun, not when you're short on time or anything, but they are pretty effective and pretty much cover the rainbow. So this week...
Ray, I got to cut you off. It's super urgent. Sluggo, that was solid gold. Ray, continue.
Okay, I already get it. That's pretty good. All right. So this week, the five-star team is Gambit, Cable, and Storm. So you want to have your Gambit at 535, Cable at 553, and Storm at whatever. He went with 535. So Gambit starts the match by putting out his repeater tile. Your first goal is to make a yellow match, as Cable's yellow passive will fortify that repeater tile. Another initial goal is to chase red for Gambit and blue for Cable. So Gambit's red will generate more AP for you fairly quickly because it destroys the charge tiles, which gives you the AP and then puts out more charge tiles. And Storm's black, so it puts out more charge tiles for when you can fire Storm's black. While Cable's blue will enable his green to just go nuclear.
Nuclear.
I'm trying to not do a George W. and say nuclear. Cable's blue will just charge up his green, so you can just annihilate somebody. The countdown tile that Cable's blue puts out allows green matches to stun your opponent for multiple turns. So you can take out nearly any team with this because you can just stun lock people if you're making green matches. Really just lots of stuff happening all over the place with these characters. And because of the Gambit Cable synergy, it basically is rainbow. It uses all of your colors effectively. So if you got them at any decent level, check them out. Gambit, Cable, Storm. And again, you don't even have to have Storm fully covered for this to be effective. And it makes use of Gambit, so I'm a fan. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify. All right, let's go old school and open up some tokens.
Okay.
I'm going to stroke his supple, supple lips.
Oh, my.
Sadly got me a 4-star. X-Force Deadpool.
So I have 2 tokens and I'm opening.
Please do. Turns out that... Update number 200 is here.
Oh, sure. Right.
So I'm going to need just an extra second.
Well, and the big news for this is coming after I open up my 2 tokens. But let me see what I get here first. I got a 4-star Mysterio for my next trick, which puts my Storm Shard level at 998.
Oh.
And I need 2 covers to level her. That's why it's exciting. And my second one is another 4-star... Oh, I like him. Spider-Man 2099 Uprising. That's a good character. All right, so that gives me 1,001 shards for my 5-star Storm. So now I get to go put 2 levels into her and get a championed 5-star Storm.
Wow, congratulations.
So that makes me happy. Are you ready? Are you good?
I am. I'm gonna go with the cheekbone highlighter like I often do. Oh, Melonhead. I wasn't expecting that. All right, I'm good.
Okay.
I think he's someone who I either have champed or could have champed or should have champed. I'm not sure which. Oh, no, I don't. I mean, I have him at a 5. You know, I have him covered. He's at a level 250. I'll get to him here in a little bit. So, Ray, did you have something other that was the Storm thing, the big news?
That was the big news. She is already awesome. At a level 452 now. And, I'm going to unfavorite her and see what I'm doing next.
All right. Well, that was token opening.
All right.
Thanks, as always, to the OG, this guy.
This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, I don't want to say there's no way to know because I will tell you how to know. I don't know, but I know that it's awesome. I know that it is Lamborghini-esque, and I know that it's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We are part of the Soon to Be Named Network, a podcast network featuring a variety of podcasts for your listening pleasure, all of which can be found at soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right, thank you, sir. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Negative.
I think I'm good.
Happy early birthday.
There you go.
To Craig. Enjoy a show-free birthday.
Yeah, it's like the first time that Ian and I have not like gotten together to do something for our birthdays in many a year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's these are bummer. Dark times.
Yeah. There's no pinball. There's no women doing things.
No. Nope.
It's just nothing.
No adventure of any variety.
No,
I mean,
no plain and fancy to eat at.
Oh, man. I do miss the plain and fancy. I don't miss that pinball place that stopped
being good,
maintaining its pinball things and stopped being good in any way. But I do miss John's plain as well as his fancy.
Yeah. You know, he's got that baklava. Like tobacco.
It was good. I was just thinking about his baklava. Baklava.
Yeah. Good place to eat.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll try harder next year.
We'll totally try it out. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. Every time you give Bezos money, why don't you give us some? Use the Amazon banner at the top of our webpage and give us a little bit of Bezos' money. Or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and get yourself some swag. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you could have won a new car!
Nice. Goodbye, friends.